We're at 13 past 8 here on the Thursday edition of the morning show. Well, you've seen some of the pictures and some of the things that are going on with Texas, of course, with a lot of the tropical storm damage and folks there trying to be rescued and be saved. And one of the things that kind of gets lost when we get into these kind of situations is the pets, the animals, trying to fight for their lives, and cattle, and we've seen just numerous pictures. One of the local movements, spearheaded by Angie Hahn at Spindover Animal Clinic, and she and her cohorts and a bunch of people have really stepped up behind this, Angie, you know, since really Monday. This movement started with gathering a lot of different things that are needed for pets and everything at your clinic there. And I know you've been really overwhelmed by everything that's taken place, right? So I know that our public and our listing area out there has really done a great job of getting behind this movement.
Oh, Leon, it's just been phenomenal. First of all, thank you for putting me on this morning. It's a good thing David woke me up because I got to bed about 2 o'clock and I am exhausted, but it's another day and we're going to keep on getting the donations in and work towards getting Neil and Jane Lewis. And another guy, his name is Joe. He's out of Chillicothe. He's going to be taking a trailer also. So it's just overwhelming.
Yeah. When you got one filled, and I know now you're going to be not only stepping up the effort, not only with the folks can drop off still a lot of the items that you need at the clinic there, but the athletic department, Booster Club, has joined forces with you during Friday night's football game. Tell us about how that came about.
Yes. I mean, I get this call yesterday morning from Andra Chamberlain.
Yeah.
And everybody knows Andra. She's very, very involved in the community and with the Canton Booster Club. And she says, do you know Brad Hewlett? Have you met him yet? And I said, no. And she says, well, he's the new athletic director. He must have seen one of my posts, of course, through Facebook, because just people are sharing like crazy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he got a hold of her, said, do you want to get a hold of Angie? I want to help. Asked her if she'd be willing to bring a trailer or something, and of course volunteers out to the football field to the game this Friday night here in Canton and take donations. And I was just like, oh my gosh. So bless his heart, bless Andrew's heart, and all of the Booster Club board members for doing this for us, for the pets of Texas.
Absolutely.
We'll have a trailer, Neil. Lewis, of course, is driving with his wife, Jane. He will be there at 5. We will be set up with a trailer at the main entrance to Ron Fanastock Stadium. Mm-hmm. I have 13 of us volunteers that we coordinated yesterday afternoon late. And we are going to wear gold, Canton gold T-shirts. Most everybody, you know, wears the purple, but we're going to be a little bit different tomorrow night. It was so late of a notice, I couldn't get special shirts even made or thought about. So we will be at the gates also. We will be taking monetary donations. I'm going to have 4 canisters with a couple of the volunteers. Now, questions that I can answer real fast on those. Mm-hmm. If you want to give cash, fantastic. If you want to write a check, I will have each of those volunteers that's got the canisters have a receipt book, and we can write you out a receipt for that check for the donation for your taxes if you need that.
Awesome.
I am trying to keep as much business in Canton as possible, number one. So those checks and cash will be spent here between Farm King, Walmart, Hy-Vee, Kroger, to get supplies to take. I don't want to take cash down. The gentleman I'm in contact with at the drop-off for the supplies is in Katy, Texas, mm-hmm. which is about 34 minutes west of Houston. Last night, I saw that on the weather station, they've got water now. So after I get done talking to you, Leon, I'm going to start my calls to Texas, to them, and then this rescue area to check and make sure everything's okay and on the, you know,
absolutely,
up and up in case we have to change the route. The Lewises, I want to say a big, big, big thank you to Jane and Neil for doing this. It started Monday. I just got up, as I normally do. I looked at Facebook. I saw the picture, the post of the dogs standing up or trying to on, I believe, what was their dog houses mm-hmm. in a kennel area. And the people on there, I read more, and it's just, it was so sad. They were begging for boats to get there to get these dogs out.
Or, yeah, well, I've even seen cattle. We've seen cattle hurt in the last couple of days.
Yes.
One of the biggest, the pictures probably that has been posted is the dog that kind of got from his family, and they see him walking down the street carrying a sack of his canned goods. Right. What a picture. I mean, that's.
And then there's another picture of a dog carrying a bag of food.
Yeah.
Another bag.
Yeah.
And something I need to say a big, big, big thank you to a couple people.
Okay.
Is Glassford Grain. I don't know their proper name.
Mm-hmm.
You won't believe this. They donated a pallet
of
50 bags, Leon, of 50-pound oats. So, and then they said, how many more do you need? So if somebody else wanted to get in contact with them, they would probably give you all you want.
Gotcha.
If you would take it down. Also, for Michelle Smith, she was a tech with us for about 18 years. She was great. Yesterday she made phone calls on Tuesday to Pekin, Menards, Big R, here in full, Farm King, Hy-Vee, Walmart, and she got a bunch of donations. She drove all over yesterday getting these donations, and then Farm King here locally gave us like 2 carloads of everything, and plus equine, oats and grain too.
And what's kind of the most prominent? Let's talk about some of the most needed items. What would you suggest people that you need at this point?
Okay, we need, and like people were dropping things off yesterday, we are in desperate need of foldable wire, large and extra large kennels.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jane and Neil are going to be going, and Joe, they're going to go 4 hours north to Austin, Texas, to pick up probably 10 dogs to bring back here to Canton. So we don't know the sizes. When I talked to my guy down there, they're so overwhelmed, and you can just hear everything in his voice. It's so sad.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to talk too long. They can't guarantee what size we're having. So I'm thinking in general, because being around a vet clinic all these years, people will take smaller pets. People will not take the larger pet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that Neil will probably be bringing back larger dogs. Now, another thing on that, I want to make sure that people understand this. When we get these dogs here at the clinic, they will be housed at the clinic. They're not going to be adopted out or nothing like mm-hmm. that, because we will be working closely with the Texas organizations to hopefully get a few, if not all, back to their
absolutely.
Parents.
Mm-hmm.
That's the important thing. Also, we don't know what these dogs have been through. They, you know, they're hungry. They've been in water. Their mm-hmm. family's gone. So we have to just show them lots of love, give them a good over. They'll have to have all their shots, blood tests, everything to make sure they're healthy. And if not, we'll take care of that too. So I would appreciate people not calling, and I don't want to sound gruff about this, but don't call the clinic asking about adopting out or fostering these dogs, because my receptionists and staff, they have to work. We're supposed to be working too, Leon, and they don't know the answers.
Sure.
So please just, you know, have patience with us. We will be posting all this next week. During Jane and Neil's travels, I will make sure I post what's going on, and then we will post pictures and things when they get back or
absolutely.
Whatever. Okay.
Yeah, and I know you also want to mention about the pets and the food, nutrition type of food, right?
Yes.
That's one of the key things we want to mention.
They need nutrition.
Right.
We, I won't say the word, the dog food that I was scared to death that we'd be getting. We need nutritional food. Heinz, Hill's, Purina, all those are great, great dog and cat foods. Yes, they cost a little bit more than a couple of your other types, but those dogs need that nutrition. We don't want it going in and coming right back out of them.
Yeah, we can't imagine probably what conditions they've gone through and what they've been through, right?
Just terrible. And so we need nutritious food, all sizes of bags. We need also, Meg Gummerson sent me a message early and said that now they're asking for bleach. So the areas, you know, like your vet clinic, sure, your humane societies, that the water's going down, they're going to need a lot of bleach. So if you would like to even buy bleach today and bring it out to the clinic or drop it off tomorrow night at the football game, that would be great. We will take it.
Absolutely. Angie, it's kind of really kind of restores my faith in our country, the way that people have stepped up, whether it be for the human mankind or, again, the pets, animals, the compassion that we have seen in this storm from Texas, even into our own part here in the our central Illinois area here in Fulton County. It kind of restores our faith in that a little bit.
Yep. I know Canton, you know, Leon, is the city of friendship.
It is.
I wish and pray that more people would think about that every day. Just with a smile, help somebody at a store that doesn't look like they can afford to buy their little groceries. You know, help out a little bit. Canton's been excellent to my family and Spoon River Animal Clinic, and we've always had a great staff out there that we can pay pretty good and, you know, support, and they've supported us all these years, and I like to support other people. The other thing is if you can't give too much, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Get an 84-cent plastic gallon of water at Walmart today or tomorrow when you're buying your groceries and bring it out. We'll take that 87
Better
cents
believe
or
84.
You bet. And Canton has come through, and the community. Oh, my gosh, Leon. Everybody out there, I want to thank you so very much. You're dear to my heart. Every time it seems that we do something out there as far as collections, donations, whatever, you guys come through for us, for wherever it's at. Most of the time it's for Peoria St. Jude Hospital. We're going to Texas this time to help these flood victims and their pets, and I just want to say I love you all. Thank you. Keep up the good work, and lots of prayers to those people down there. They're
absolutely
really, really bad.
And you've had some other businesses locally here really step up, as well as not only the the general public as well.
Yes, yes. Oh, yes. The businesses are calling left and right. That's some of the calls I've got to take care of here when I get off the phone with you. I believe Walmart is trying to get me a grant. I think Corey Willis is maybe helping me with that through the Humane Society, because we are not a tax-free organization, of course. So I believe we're getting that help from Corey with the Humane Society to get more food. I had one of the girls yesterday call Hill's Science Diet, and they can't give me a lot of food to donate at this time, but what they've done already is phenomenal. They've already taken trailer loads of dog and cat food down, so I want people to know that, because a lot of dog food companies are not doing that. And also, Rachel, my rep, told me, and Heidi, that when we get our 10 dogs or whatever to the clinic, she is going to ship whatever dog and cat food we need to be able to feed
cover
those
that.
Dogs.
Yep. That's awesome.
Without the clinic paying for it.
Absolutely.
And I said, well, I'll pay for it anyway. It doesn't matter. And Heidi said, no, she said she's going to pay. I said, fantastic.
So
can I say one more thank you?
You got it.
And then I better get off, because I'll talk all day. Leon, sincerely, I need to thank David, my husband, and Dr. Sarah Phipps, and all our staff. And I need to thank you and Mark also, because if it wasn't for all you guys, we couldn't do this. David goes along with whatever I want to do. He's real good about that. Dr. Sarah's helping me right along, and the staff. I mean, they're the ones that are taking care of this while I'm out doing this or on the phones and the computers and stuff making arrangements. So they go out and help the people bring the donations in, that sort of thing. So if we didn't have the kind of staff that we had, there's no way I could do this.
Absolutely.
So maybe if you guys all see the, most of the volunteers tomorrow night will be from the clinic. They're not getting paid for it.
Give them a hug and bang. Big thanks, right?
Yes, a big thanks.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Angie, thanks for your time. Keep up the great work out there as always. So it's always good to work with you and to help out, especially with a great cause for this. So we appreciate it. Let us know anything we can do there, okay?
Oh, we will. We will. And thank you for running it like crazy.
All righty, dear.
I just appreciate you.
All righty. Thank you, Angie. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
Angie Hahn, again, at Spinner Animal Clinic, part of the effort that's going on to help out those pets from the Tropical Storm Harvey in Texas. They'll be at the football game tomorrow night, 5 o'clock. Volunteers will be stationed at both gates collecting very much needed items.